The history of the world is but the biography of great men. The history of the world is but the biography of divine men. Truly, this is the magic of the history of the world, the magic of the history of divine men. Who are these divine men who set the path of life, the path of the road, the path of all existence into a positive, wonderful direction that we could all enjoy? Now, we're born with great knowledge in us, with great wisdom. We're born with peace in our hearts. We're born with love, divine love. We're born to love our neighbors. We're born to do all of the things that we are challenging ourselves to do through life. And then along comes the world. And in the world, we are faced with many challenges. Some people feel they want to take advantage of other people. Some people feel they want to do the things that other people are doing. Some people think that they want to own the situations that other people are owning and controlling. And as they do this, they sometimes reach out and take things which they did not build and they did not develop and they did not earn and they did not make their own from the very beginning. I look at the great minds, the biography of the divine men who have lived throughout the life of time that we know about. And as I look at these lives, I think to myself, what makes these men so significantly wonderful, so significantly great? Just take three of them, for instance. There are so many more. Jesus, the Buddha, and Lincoln. Take Jesus, for instance. What did Jesus want to do? Jesus felt he had a calling, and we all feel we have a calling, truly. But Jesus felt he had a calling to tell the world that he is the way sure, that they are the way, the light, and the truth, that they are all that is good, that they should do unto others as they would have others do unto them. They should love their neighbor as they love themselves. But the biggest problem in the teachings of Jesus are having every individual love themselves. Now, have you learned to love yourself? Have you learned to enjoy your own company? Have you learned to delight in your own company and in who you are? Have you learned to love yourself unconditionally, thinking and knowing that you are beautiful and you are good and you are wonderful and you are fantastic? Have you thought about that? This is what Jesus taught. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor. Turn the other cheek if someone does you aught, and be not controlled by the world out there. Because, as the master teacher said, the world is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. The world is a mirror of who we are. And if we look at the world as a great and wonderful and beautiful world, so is it. We can be having the most trying, the most difficult circumstances that life could ever lend to us. But if we love ourselves, if we truly love ourselves, if we truly think that we are beautiful beings, and as we love ourselves, we love our neighbors, we love our friends, we love the world, we love our enemies, we love all those people in the world. But of course, true love never has an enemy in its world. When you love unconditionally, there's no place for anyone to love conditionally. There's no place for judgment to be anywhere around. And it is indeed nowhere around. The history of the world is but the biography of divine men. What did the Buddha concern himself with? He concerned himself with the pains and the slings and arrows of misfortune. He concerned himself with having people having experiences that he didn't understand. And so he trained himself and studied and he worked. And he finally came to the conclusion that whatever he saw within himself, if he would allow himself to live in a state of bliss, which he found, which he learned how to find that inner peace, when he found that inner peace, when he lived in that state of bliss, then all things in his world were peaceful. No longer did he have to chase after finding why people die and why people are ill and why people have poverty and why people suffer. He no longer had to chase after those things because now, as he lived in bliss, he lived in the reality of life, the reality of all, the eternality, immortality of all, which is peace, goodness, right action, truth, love, eternal love, unconditional love, peace that passeth all understanding. This is what Jesus attempted to give us. This is what the Buddha attempted to give us. And this is what Lincoln, living in our time, in our day, attempts to give us. He teaches us that we should be loving and kind, that if anything is evil in our world and we want to change it, then we start acting harmoniously with ourselves. There were many of the early officials of government, many of the presidents, early presidents, who had slaves working for them. They did not have an opinion about slaves being evil. They did not have an opinion about certain people in the world not being worthy of being free and having the freedom that they had. They didn't have that attitude. But as that attitude grew in the American culture, as that attitude grew, and as it came to a rather peaked situation in Lincoln's time, he spoke his word and said that no man should live in bondage. No man should live under the control of another. Every man should have freedom. No man can own another man. He said these things explicitly and definitely, and truly the history of the world is but the biography of divine men like Lincoln, like Buddha, like Jesus, like you, and like me. When we think of ourselves as being divine men, as we think of ourselves as loving our neighbor, as we think of ourselves as being as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven, as we think of ourselves as being divine men, in all things acting from our divine being, in all things acting from our highest and best, in all things being a Lincoln who spoke out to people. And the Lincoln, the Buddha, the Jesus, all had very tough times to live in a world where the things that they were thinking and seeking to bring about a new direction, it brought catastrophe and it brought unhappiness, but it finally overcame all that which would limit it. And man made one more step to be free, to be unlimited, to be divine, as they expressed their divinity, as they expressed the magic of their own inner being, as they were that being that was so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, so good, that nothing could touch them. Nothing could take from them who they were. Nothing could take out of their life who they were. Because indeed, they were wonderful. They were fantastic. They were glorious. Are you part of the divine beings that whose biography will be the history of the world? Will you stand up for principle? Will you stand up for truth so that whatever the circumstances are in your life, no one can put you down. No one can trample on you. No one can say what you're doing is wrong because you know what you're doing is right. And others may judge you. Others may condition you and may say that you are evil, you are bad, because they do not want to have to live up to that. You can be sure that during the time of slavery, those who had slaves were not happy with those who felt everyone deserves to be free. And life will be this way always. The history of the world is but the biography of divine men. And you and I are part of that team of divine men. That team which is limitless, numberless, wonderful. And as you stand up for the principle of who you are and what you are and what you believe, you'll find that you are some of the divine men whose biography is the history of the world, the development of the world into its revelation of what it really is. And it is that today and forevermore. Join me in this awareness and in this affirmation and in this revelation, for it is true now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.